Alrighty. You are now tuned into The Essentials. I'm your DJ, Skywalker Mike. And we got
your girl, Callie
our host, Callie Alley. And we got two other hosts that will be exchanging in and out.
This is Maynard. I don't normally do this, but I'm here.
Shut up.
He's done it a few times.
Right.
And then we got our guest that we've had before.
It's officially been 2 years since I've been here.
2 years. Wow, you counted?
Rel counted.
Oh, Rel counted. Oh, Rel shout out to Rel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what's up? It's Annalisa. Annalisa Marie, a.k.a. Young Based Anns. I have no more AKAs. But we're in here.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys
for making the drive. How was traffic over here?
Only 30 minutes.
Good.
Only 30 minutes.
Yeah, hell yeah. Wow.
Which freeway did you have to catch?
Like the 101 to the 5 to the 710 to the to here.
So the 710 did clear up finally.
Yeah,
the
there
405
was a crazy
brought me
accident
here
today on the 710.
Oh shit.
The car was flipped.
Yeah. Ooh.
I haven't seen that lately.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a car flip in front of you, like on the freeway?
No.
No.
I've had people see that and they're like shocked for like a cool minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Like when that's happening, you know, you're scared it's going to hit you or something, right?
Bro, that's some Final Destination type of shit.
Yeah, let's knock on wood for that.
I don't see any woods.
So for the people that do not know who Annalise is, who are you?
Okay. Who am I? I've been reading books that like try to like pry into like that question, like, who are you? So I mean, I guess I'm me, but what I do, and so every time I hear that, I have like PTSD, like, who am I? but what I do, I do a lot. My 9 to 5, I'm a web designer and developer. I also, I'm an indoor cycling instructor and virtual trainer. Like on the fitness side. And then I also DJ. I've been DJing for about since August 2016 was my very first gig. And then I met up with you guys like September, October 2017. So, yeah.
So you were only a year in then?
Yes. Yeah. Really? And then shit has blown. Shit has blown the fuck up since I met with you guys. That was a huge milestone. I was just thinking in the car, like, how nervous I was to come and meet with you guys, and it ended up being the coolest thing. And then I see you guys.
Yeah, because you only knew Maynard at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maynard linked me with this, and I was like, holy shit! Like, this
well, how you
huge
felt that day is how I feel like every time I come to The Essentials. You know, it's like I'm always gonna meet somebody and talk to them about. I don't even know half the time. It's like sometimes it's like I think about it on the fly.
Right.
Or something like that. So, yeah, like I know exactly how you felt. But, a lot has happened since.
A lot. So.
But let's take it to the beginning. Where are you from? Where were you raised? Where were you like, yo?
What was I like? I would like to think I've been the same, I hear, for the most part. The parts that needed to grow have grown. But. Sir? Sorry. Okay.
Oh. Some random.
I'll just. Yeah. Is it loud?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll just start that. Should I just start it over?
Yeah, start over.
Okay. Where am I from? What I do? Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to back that up.
Yeah, back it up.
Beep. Back it up and dump it.
Beep.
Let's see. So I was born in the Bay Area, grew up in Sacramento, went to Loyola Marymount University. Holla.
Oh, that's how we met.
That's how I know Maynard. And not to age myself, but that was back in 2009 when I started. Was that when you started too, right? Oh, shit. Definitely. We're old. And I've been living out here. No, we're still young.
We're still young. What are you talking about?
I've been living out here since then. And what else?
Like, what brought you to LA specifically? Aside from school.
Yeah, aside from school, my whole family's from here. Well, particularly my mom, and then my mom and dad met here. And my mom's entire side of the family's from here. So I grew up coming to LA like once or twice a month, and I always knew it would be my home. So that's cool.
How do you feel like the music scene is back home versus LA?
So the music scene back at home is the reason I got my first gig, actually. My first gig was HOF Day Music Festival. And I think it was like their biggest like festival event that they had yet, which like Metro Boomin was headlining. And I was the only girl DJ on that entire lineup. And I got like a 3 p.m. slot for like, it was like the very first slot. And it's very tight knit. There are a lot of DJs and there's a lot of up and coming DJs and a lot of really great underground artists that are starting to blow up from there, which is really cool. I don't know if you guys heard of like Hobo Johnson.
Yeah.
He's from Sacramento. Other dude, he actually just had a couple shows in LA, Philharmonic. I'll send you guys his links. He's super talented. And then Nate Curry is another great rapper from there. I don't know these people like very personally. I'm just like, yeah, these are my only like Sacramento top of the head people. But I think it's very I hope everyone else breaks out of the bubble.
So like being from the Bay and then coming to LA, mm-hmm. how would you describe the sides that each city has brought out of you?
So I think hold on, let me start that over. Yeah, when I think about it, I think LA is the city that shaped me and who I am, because I've been here since I was 18 years old. So going back to Sacramento is kind of like hopping into a time machine and seeing a bunch of familiar faces, and everyone is, you know, in a different space than I am. But I think LA has more heavily influenced me music wise.
So it's like LA has molded you. Mm-hmm. And then how would you say what side the Bay has brought out of you?
Yeah, again, like they brought me my first DJ opportunity.
Gotcha.
And actually I DJed there maybe like 3 or 4 times since I've been doing this. And it's always nice coming home and seeing familiar faces. So.
Yeah.
How's the energy like reciprocated when you go out there? Is it the same as out here? Like as just as wild?
Or shoot. It's wilder? Been a minute. It's definitely been a minute. It just feels like home. It's always a party and people are always down. But I don't think I've DJed in Sacramento since like 2018. I did like a 40-ounce bounce event for them.
Okay,
and
ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was pretty popping. But it's cool. But a lot of my growth, like music wise, has like happened out here, which is really cool.
Yeah, not just music wise. I see you all the time. Like. Instructing people like fitness wise,
yeah,
right?
My fitness stuff.
So,
yeah.
So, like, did that start out here in LA, or was that something that you kind of brought from up home? Or?
No, actually. So when I moved out here for college, long story short, I got kicked out of LMU, second semester of sophomore year. Did you know that, Maynard? I think
I
told you.
Yeah, you told me the story.
Oh yeah, I told you the story. So this is the PG version, but your girl went too hard. Got academic probation to disqualification from LMU, and I was at West LA College for like a semester and a half, where I met a lot of good friends that I still have now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I ended up getting a job at Equinox Gym, where I got my life together. I met one of my other really close friends, and that's when we started really getting into fitness together, and that's how the door opened for me for teaching at Equinox too, because I was already working at the desk. And it's a lot of that happened here.
Yeah. Yeah. You do more than just Equinox, right? You do like other little special, like, I guess, well, what do you call them? Like, what do you call those? Like sessions or?
So I, like my last gig, which actually they stopped production, which kind of sucks. But I was a virtual fitness instructor for ClassPass Go. It was an audio fitness app. Yeah, it was so random because the guy hit me up on Facebook, like the founder of the original app. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was a little sketch. I was like, why is this man hitting me up on Facebook to record audio for a fitness app? And then he reached out to me months after that and said, hey, we got acquired by ClassPass. Like, We're going to pay you this amount. Come to the studio. So it was my first time like being in a stew, which was kind of cool. But that project lasted about like a year. And yeah, it's like there were people in Indonesia taking my classes.
That's dope.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
Damn. So how have you merged like DJing and fitness and wellness in a way where it kind of not only brings people together, but just brings them to themselves, like holistically? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, or like, are you saying like how those two worlds have
kind of blended them together?
Yeah. Well, what's kind of cool is that I go to this gym out here called Barry's Boot Camp. It's like a super like Hollywood-y type of spot. And I was going there so much that one of my friends who is actually was a manager there ended up linking me with their marketing team. And I was able to DJ a lot of like live fitness classes too, which was completely new to me, even though as a spin instructor, I curate my own playlists and I try to like build off the energy, but I was actually DJing for another instructor and trying to create the vibe for that specific class. So I've DJed for Barry's Boot Camp and a couple like Lululemon collaborations, I think maybe 3 or 4 times now. And that's my favorite though, is like when I'm able to like let those two worlds collide. Mm-hmm. But my next question is how do I like make all three of my worlds collide? Like Ooh. Tech, music, and fitness. It's started? Tough.
Yeah, what do you have in mind maybe?
I don't have anything in mind. <Nothing yet? laughs> I'm in a self rediscovery phase.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure it out.
No, that's cool. That sounds very interesting. Something that, you know, bringing three things that like you never really thought could come together, but it's possible. I can see it happening.
Hell yeah, I know. And a lot of like, I mean, every opportunity that I've gotten in terms of fitness, like with ClassPass and in like with DJing, I haven't pursued any of these opportunities. All these opportunities kind of fell in my lap. So I'm kind of in a place where I'm trying to figure out like, all right, how do I actually pursue these opportunities or like make them come together?
Is there anybody that you're thankful for the opportunities that you've got out here in LA? Like a mentor wise?
Mentor wise, like for DJing, I really never had a real mentor. I mean, for example, like I had a couple gigs like that I got through Golden Voice. I opened.
Awesome.
I know. I was so tight. So I don't know if you guys remember when I was DJing at Little Bar.
Yeah.
Every time I pass by, I'm like, I wonder if she still does that. I've been meaning to go because it's like literally down the street from my house.
I know. Like, you live in Mid City?
Yeah. So I'm like, should I freaking stop by? But I don't see you post that.
I know. I'm trying to pop up there like maybe once a month, but I actually passed that to my friend Femi, who like he was new to DJing and I was like, please take this from me. So DJing at Little Bar, it was like a random night and it was probably like actually historically the like one of the worst weeks of my life. And I was like, all right, let me just like come do this set. I had my friends there for me. And I met these dudes from Golden Voice and they came up to me. This was last February and they were like, hey, do you want to open up for The Dream? He's having his...
Oh, I remember this. I saw
Damn.
That. That's so dope.
And I almost like shit myself. I was like, what?
That's awesome.
And I thought that shit wasn't going to like... I thought it wasn't going to fall through. Yeah. So I gave them my email and I was like, yeah, for sure. And so they booked me to do The Dream's 10-year anniversary show, which was probably the biggest stage I've ever been on. And then...
At the Novo, right?
Yeah, I was at the Novo. And then, let's see, like after that, they booked me for this comedy show, which I've done 2 years in a row at Microsoft Theater. Alina Baraz, 2 nights in a row, and then Ella May.
I love Alina.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yeah. She's so gorgeous. It's not necessarily mentors, but just like people that I've met or connections that I've made that I'm very grateful for. Like those two dudes, like Dom and Chez. Super dope guys, and I'm still like close with one of them. I gotta give it to Rel.
Yeah,
she was my unofficial assistant through the beginning stages of my DJ journey, and she would literally be there every single gig, like through everything, which is amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then shout out to Vani, who is in the room right now on Instagram doing something. Break it down, girl. Thank
you. She smells extra lovely tonight.
But yeah, all my DJ my DJ experience was widely self-taught.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
What kind of brought you to DJing? Because when I found out, I just saw it on Instagram. I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, I'm kind of curious as to what brought you to that space.
So, actually, again, Rel was taking lessons at Scratch Academy. And for her birthday, I bought her a Pioneer DDJ SB, just the DDJ SB, like the very first controller, or just a little baby controller. It was like $200. I got it for her birthday. And I mean, she would practice on it. And then, I mean, we were roommates, so I would always be on that shit, like fucking with it. Like, I was like, I've always wanted to DJ too.
Interesting. So it was Rail who's started out DJing then, or wanted to?
Whoa. In a sense? Yeah, she actually, and she knows yeah. her shit too. Like, that's how we are.
Interesting.
Like,
I never knew that.
Yeah. So when she sees you DJing and with all these opportunities, do you kind of like inspire her to like pursue it?
I mean, it's been a while since we've talked about this, but I think she likes to be like behind the scenes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
She's kind of like the, like the conductor.
That's dope.
But
because she does playlists that are awesome.
Oh yeah, she's a sick curator too.
Yeah, she has a good ear.
Yeah, so I that's like when I like first started like practicing on a controller. But even I think I was like 10 years old when my parents bought me like an actual CD controller thing. Mm. But I had no idea how to use it. I've always wanted to DJ. Yeah. And then like my first big ass mix on SoundCloud was actually made on like Logic Pro with no DJ stuff. It has like 90,000 plays now for like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, get it,
like, or it's getting, yeah, close to 90,000. It's so random.
Awesome. She's platinum.
Yeah, but the mixing is so terrible, like the sound is so off. I'm just like, how do people fuck with this? But it is cool
because it's raw.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's authentic. It's raw, yeah.
Yeah,
they know that.
I know. I gotta get back on to putting mixes up.
Mixes, yeah.
What is? Do you think SoundCloud is a lost art, or is it? You think it's dead now?
I was about to go with that.
Yeah. Were you about to?
It's
honestly
hard to say.
Yeah. I think for mixes, like for instance, your mix, I listen to it on Spotify. So like, I'll listen to like a mix.
You could you can do Spotify playlists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't do mixes, right?
No.
Okay. Well, can you?
No. On Spotify, I don't know. I think you have to be like,
I'm sure they're trying to figure it out.
There has to be
with licensing and all this.
Yeah, that's getting in the way. It's just all about licensing. Yeah. And, like,
I know Apple has like done, they have like mixed albums, but it's not one continuous mix. It's like multiple tracks, but
it's
like
just
semi-mixed.
Including
mix.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting question, because I think the only time I listen to SoundCloud is for mixes. I don't listen tracks like, I'll either go to Spotify, YouTube even, really, but for mixes, like the last mix I think was Mia Carucci's, and I listened to hers on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Right.
So I think, you should definitely still tap into that.
I know. I still go into my like SoundCloud holes. It's just a matter of like I'm so busy, and it's just like when to find time to sit down and curate a mix. And I think when I am DJing, I just do my best when it's like on the fly.
I've noticed that about myself too.
Yeah,
like usually sitting down to curate mixes is kind of like, you really have to think what you want together, and because you have more time,
right?
And it's not live, you kind of want it to be different, but when it's live, it's like you just have that feeling. It's kind of like, all right, I just gotta go.
Exactly.
I just gotta make it work, you know?
Yeah, so, and you get to test shit out that you never thought you could before.
Yeah.
And
no, sometimes I'll come across something, I'm just like, damn, I didn't even know that can happen, but I just did that, you know? So.
But and I always forget to record my live mixes too.
Like, yeah, same. I don't, because sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to even post it or anything. And then I do it, I'm like, damn, I should have recorded that.
I think there needs to be a gig where you guys go like, I love when DJs do back-to-back
sets. Back-to-back,
yeah. That would be sick if you guys
Let's do it. I'm dead serious.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
need
down.
To make that happen. Maybe like an essential like special groovy list. Fun.
I know. It's rough now, like with DJing. I mean, because like right now my steady gigs are actually through an agency, like a booking agency, which I'm at Spire 73 at Intercontinental, which is, it's mostly house, which is cool because I feel challenged.
That's cool.
Yeah. But like I've done, like every once in a while the homies will hit me up to do like Lock and Key, but it's very rare where I get to like play a set where I feel like it's completely my own. But Art Girl Summer, my event, I got to make something that was my own. Yeah. It was super awesome.
Yeah, that event looked really cool.
I know, you guys should have came.
Liz, didn't you go?
I was in Philadelphia.
Liz came through.
Talk about it, Liz.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
It was a hot as fuck venue.
Yo.
Girl, shit. But let me tell you, like that.
It was fun though.
Yeah, I'm glad. That was the first time I ever put something together.
Yeah.
And the venue wasn't my choice. It was actually, so my homegirl, Leah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Homegirl from college hit me up and she wanted me to actually, this was like originally starting with me as just DJing a party for her. That was supposed to be like just all her girlfriends. And then literally a week before the event, I hit her up. I was like, yo, do you still want me to DJ? And she was like, yeah, it's going to be at my boyfriend's venue, this barbershop off of MLK. And for some reason, I don't know, something in me was just like, can we make this into an art showcase like event? Can we make this a little bit bigger than just, you know, your homies? And she said, yeah, sure, I need help. So in one day, I created a flyer, an Eventbrite page,
wow,
the ticketing system. I hit up all my friends.
You went in. Yeah, because... Yeah. Yeah, like it came out of nowhere. I was like, damn, all this was put together super well. Like,
in one
flyer
week.
Was really nice.
I bookmarked that, but my mom was leaving that night, so I spent time. But I was like, I bookmarked it.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. Huh? Yes, it does. My intention was pure.
I will be there.
Yeah, if I have another one. Okay,
yes,
so
please do.
I this was my first time doing an event. That shit is stressful as fuck.
Oh,
I
hope. Yeah.
To do it, in, a week, I,
we'll
I
in a week.
I helped a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, most likely.
But yeah, that shit was hot.
Yeah,
it was a great venue. Shout out to the owner of the venue.
What was the venue?
It was a barbershop, Eugene's Hairstyling, okay, off of MLK. Mm. We had to fix it up.
That's fun though.
Yeah,
no,
it was fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
I don't know how it was pulled off, but it was awesome, right, because I was able to reach out to just all the amazing women I know in my network and have them all
contribute
their art, you know, sell their products, and it was so perfect. Aside from the heat,
yeah.
I was in there sweating. I had workout clothes on until like I had to DJ. I was like, I got to change to the bathroom. Right. It was all a mess.
Right. Yeah. It was tight though. We had fun.
Did you dance, Liz? I hope you danced.
Winter girl summer.
Yeah, I danced in the chair. I was sitting.
Because she was like, whew.
Yeah, I was like, let me sit here and calm down. Because no, but the music was definitely bumping though.
Sick,
yo. It was fun. So yeah, your next one, let us, you know, give you a little hand.
Please, I know. Yeah. I definitely want.
Yeah, that would be super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a bigger venue. I want more stuff going down. It was dope because I didn't realize like in that planning process that I know a lot of awesome girl DJs,
right,
too. And so I mean, I only DJed like the beginning. I got into this because I was talking about doing shit I wanted to do, but what was dope is like with my whole network of DJs, like I had like this girl Anne that I met at a female DJ workshop, this other girl Tempest, and then my friend Monique was supposed to play, but she broke her foot. Yeah, it was bad.
She literally Tempest broke the leg.
Wow. Yo, Tempest is it.
She's playing heat.
Yes, she's blowing up. She's only...
She's from here, right?
From Long Beach. And she actually has only been DJing since February.
Wow.
Yo, she's next up. I know, I keep hitting her up.
Right,
yeah. I keep hitting her up like, yo, like, let me connect you with these people. Like, let me put you onto this event. Like, you have to do this. But she was sick. Yeah. And I remember like before the event, she was asking me like, hey, what type of vibe do you want to go for? And I just like had a flashback to every time like someone tried to tell me what to do. And I was like, bitch, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I love that your vibe. You're always empowering other females, males. You're just very supportive.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you find yourself being a woman in this industry, which I hate to say it, it says male dominant industry.
Yeah. Which it is, though.
It really is. Yeah. Not for long.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel yourself in a situation where you feel like you've gotten treated differently because you're a woman? And how do you handle it?
High key. And I think it's... I don't know if it's imposter syndrome that I was feeling in the beginning, mm-hmm. or if it was like what I thought it was. But in my beginning stages, I didn't think I was like as talented as people thought I was. I didn't feel like I was getting booked for certain gigs because of my like credentials, I guess. I felt like it was only because I'm a girl that's DJing and that's like super rare, or yeah. when people will come up to me at a gig and be like, oh shit, like you're DJing right now, oh, like I never see a girl DJ, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
and that shit still bothers me, but I mean I feel a lot more confident in my skill now to where when someone will say something like that, I'm like, yeah. okay, well I know what I got,
right?
But like those are like the issues I've run around like or run into now, is that because being a female DJ is so rare, and I'm saying female because everyone uses that word, but I like yeah. to say like a woman DJ, like
yeah
or just a fucking DJ,
just a DJ, yeah. I would say, you know, like I don't know, I hear that a lot too, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just weird that you would just put like the female in front, like obviously yeah she's a female, but her being a female doesn't have anything to do right. with her.
Yeah,
being
like
a DJ.
I don't say I'm a female web designer.
Right.
This shit's weird.
Facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when do you ever hear like, oh, you're pretty good for a girl DJ?
Yes. And I have. I've heard, like a lot
I've
of
heard people say that to other people.
They say that to right. like female rappers too, like, oh, you're actually you can spit for a girl. It's like, wow.
Do yeah,
you
really like are we still on
it's
that?
Like a backhanded compliment.
Right. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, how am I supposed to play? and then I also see like on the back end there, because like I think girl or female or women DJs are so rare that sometimes they get extra glorified, and that's where you get like the influencer DJs too. I'm like,
my favorite.
Yeah. Oh. I won't say names, but
yeah. Say names.
No. Say names.
Yeah. Say names.
That being the behind
on the record.
On the record.
Yeah. Then I'm like, damn. Like, if I was an influencer, could I be more poppin'? But no, I'm not going to do that.
No, that doesn't sound very fun. No.
But I've also seen some female DJs. Why did I even say that? I've seen some girls when they're DJing. Women. Woman, damn it, can I finish my sentence? They're when I've seen them, they are amazing, but then I've seen them like in their story at other events, and I'm like, why are you playing this shit? So I wonder if as a DJ, like, do you have to do your research based on the audience that you're going to be DJing for, based on the event? Like, mm-hmm. do you switch it up, or do you just play like your vibe, whatever it is, despite what kind of audience it is?
I wish I could yeah. do that, but well, actually, like with the current venue that I'm at through my agency, Spire 73, like it's this really dope rooftop bar at Intercontinental in downtown, and I think it was like the director or something like specifically told the booking agent that he wants somebody to play like basically like Calvin Harris, super like. What is it, future bass or what's like the like whatever the pop EDM future yeah. bass is in it.
It's like pop EDM, I guess you could say.
I know. I think future bass is a little bit like
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I don't
yeah,
think
like Calvin good. Harris or like
he's like pop EDM.
No,
Calvin Harris.
No, pops. Okay. So Calvin Harris had his little like work with Frank Ocean and Woody Woo, but
yeah.
Like David Thug Guetta. He wants like some David Guetta type shit. And
I'm for it.
Of course you are.
No.
And so when I started there, that was like my first time actually doing like an EDM type of gig, and then that encouraged me to do my research on like house music and the different avenues I could go down with house music, and I've finally been able to like mold that gig into doing my own thing to where they'll still like book me again. Yeah. And I don't have to play like any fucking David Guetta.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like when like people ask you to play something, it's just usually like the generic stuff they want to hear you, because they honestly themselves don't know what they want to hear. So like us being the DJs is kind of like our job to do the research and see like what else they want, because you'll play something that they didn't recommend and they'll be like, oh, this is like, I didn't even think about this.
And then they'll forget about what they requested. I know requests are such a, like a tricky thing to navigate around.
Is it bad? Like when I throw events and I book a DJ, I just request one song. I'm like, I don't care what you play. Can you just play this one song? Is that a bad thing?
No. It's all about your approach.
But I'm throwing the event, right? So like, can I have that one request?
Okay. Yo, but one time at Spire, this drunk dude came and paid me $150 to play a house remix of Rick Ross Hustlin'.
Did you have it? What do you
doing? I downloaded it on the spot because I was like, for $150 to play that right now, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
For $150.
Every day I'm hustling. I was like, he was like, any remix you have, but house. I was like, fuck yeah.
Nice. Remix. $150. So it depends on the price then, maybe.
Oh yeah. I think I've gotten to a point where I feel like ballsy enough for like, quote unquote ballsy enough to ask for money when like, if someone's going to request a song that I wouldn't play outside my thing, I'm like, all right, well you can tip me.
Right.
And maybe I'll play it. But
what's the most requested song you get asked to play?
Luckily I haven't gotten much requests lately.
Hey.
But I do remember maybe a couple months ago, there was this whole debacle because this girl requested a Black Eyed Peas Boom Boom Pow and I laughed in her face.
Wow.
I've never even heard of that.
I would have laughed too.
I got that Boom Boom Pow.
Oh, see, this is the shit I don't know.
Yeah, it
was keyword. Okay, and then first she requested David Guetta and then she requested Boom Boom Pow.
You're like, I know who your type.
Right. And then she tried to say I was a trash DJ because I didn't play that. So I was like, okay, girl, you gotta go.
Was she drunk though?
It don't matter.
By the time she said I was a trash DJ, she was for sure drunk because I didn't play Boom Boom Pow.
She was just being salty, whether she was drunk or sober. What's your favorite song to play though?
Right now.
Because I know it can switch up.
I know. Okay, but you know what? I will play in any set, regardless of the crowd or the venue, is The Whispers' Rocksteady.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, why that song?
I just fucking love it. that's what I've been playing lately. Or not lately, but just like, in mostly every set. I always got to take it back to the oldies.
Yeah.
I mean, I would always do a whole like 2000s type of vibe, like, because I'm very heavily influenced by the Neptunes and NERD. So I always got to like throw any type of like Neptunes production in there. But yeah, it changes. It changes a lot.
What are you listening to now, currently?
Currently, I've been listening to slow jams from my Zanga page in like the early 2000s or MySpace.
Zanga.
Okay, so for those of you who are a little young,
I remember
Zanga was a blog where I learned how to code. So my recently played is Isis, Single for the Rest of My Life.
Oh my god, I remember that. I used to get my hair braided in high school looking like the girl that had the blonde cornrows.
Yep, I learned how to braid.
They filmed that on Fairfax and Wilshire at that Johnny's. Wow, Annalise, this is why I love you. She always takes. You're so nostalgic. I swear.
I know. I play for nostalgia. Okay, so that, and then you guys probably. I was forcing everyone to listen to this, but
Isis.
The First Time by Lil Corey.
Oh my god.
I'll play it right now. Here. We're gonna.
Can we put that on the mic?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on the mic. It's a long intro. That's all I got.
That's all, guys. That's all you get. Damn, love it.
It's just based off whatever I'm feeling like. I mean, but yeah, in terms of DJ gigs, I know Afro beats are hot.
Yeah,
which
it's becoming a trend.
It is. And I mean,
it's a cool thing.
I see the direction that it's going in. I really hope we're not going to see like Calvin Harris featuring Burna Boy.
Oh, you will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's bound to happen. But like, I love that. Like,
record is
Chris Brown already did like a Afrobeat song with
Boy song. That's really
She's hot though. She's
gorgeous.
No, yeah, it went really well. Right now. It was really dope.
Yeah, no, but I know, like, I mean, Diplo already did a whole low key Afrobeat album too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
Diplo taps in. That's what I like about Diplo though. Like, I know a lot of people don't. He can be obnoxious, but he is all about what's next.
Yeah,
he's not about like who's mainstream, that too, but like he's more focused on like what's coming out next. Like he's more like on that,
right? I will never diss Diplo because like he knows what the fuck he's doing. And I actually like worked out next to him at Barry's Bootcamp twice. Yeah,
is he hot in person as he is?
Yes,
yeah, yes. Body,
absolutely.
Jesus, I love Christ. Him so much.
Oh
my God, Wesley, we love you.
Yeah,
no, I love that he works hard, but he still takes the time like. When he travels, he like goes sightseeing.
Yeah,
I love that. Like,
yeah, he'd be living.
Yeah, he really does.
I know. But back to that. Like, I play based off of whatever I'm inspired by, and today it's going to be a little bit of a UK garage.
Yeah,
little vibes.
The garage, I'm guessing. Oh. That's how
yeah,
I pronounce
yeah.
it.
Like, that's no, how I pronounce it. I gotta say it like the UK homies, like garage. I don't know. Like, do they pronounce? Yeah, they don't pronounce their R's.
I don't know how they pronounce.
Yeah,
they pronounce. Yeah,
garage.
Yeah, you were on. I remember you were on a radio show. What was it?
Yes, Represent Radio.
Represent with Bird, right?
Yeah,
I listened to that, and it was really good.
Hell
really
yeah! Good that's actually the homie. Recently. Oh, you did.
Yeah,
tight.
I was at work. I was just like going through SoundCloud through my feed. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's a homie, Miles. He was actually here visiting. For the first time in like 4 years, a couple of weeks or like a week or so ago. And he had me do a guest mix for his show out there, which is super tight. And then when I was out in the UK for mine and my friend's birthday, her and I were supposed to actually be physically in the studio for his show, but then we took the wrong train. So
damn.
Yeah, it'll happen again. But
exactly.
Yeah, it's like I'm always exchanging music with him and it's super fun.
Yeah, it's dope to have somebody from out there like giving you what they're listening to out there or what's, I guess, hip.
Yeah.
Out there. So
I didn't even, well, I mean, like, yeah, I didn't inquire before, but I just kind of played like, what will work out there? Mm-hmm. We'll see. And
that's dope too. Like that, like, cause you not being from out there, you know, it's kind of like your take on what you think it is, you know, so it's really interesting.
Well, then also I think like the UK looks to the, like to the US for the most part about like what, you know, what the vibes are, because out there, I think they like love, you know, they love Selection and all like, yeah, they like, they die for that shit, but
I die. I'm already dead.
You said what?
I'm already dead.
You made me spit on my Wayne Maynard, said Skywalker Mike. Thanks for that shit.
So yeah.
Wait, what did you grow up listening to in like?
Shit, I would say.
Like break it down, like middle school and in high school.
Yeah, well, 6th, 7th grade is like, yeah, it's around middle school is when I got into like hip hop heavily. Like,
okay.
Like Tribe, The Roots, like Common, like all like the neo soul type shit. Hyro, Immortal Technique, like
really,
like, yeah,
really,
yeah.
Okay.
It, gosh,
Jedi Mind Tricks, were you into them?
Into who?
Jedi Mind Tricks. They were like,
yeah,
on
yeah,
the same
yeah.
Rate,
I know,
like,
yep. I definitely had LimeWire.
You had to be really
tool.
Oh, LimeWire.
Yeah, I was deep in it. Like I, yeah, obviously, like love Talib. Like
it was worth the
most
buyers for sure. On my computer.
Yeah, I did Rock the Bells in 2007, and that was like.
See, I never did that.
And yeah. That was when Rock the Bells was tight, though. That was, like, an early Rock the Bells
stages. When Wu-Tang was still on the bill and Nas.
Yeah, I think what I saw was, like, Rage Against the Machine was headlining. That was crazy. But, I mean, like, before that and even a little bit after that, like, I was, like, into, like, punk rock, like, screamo shit. I just have, like, a very eclectic
The Clash. I like The Clash.
The Clash?
Like, yeah.
Now I'm talking about, like Pierce the Veil and, like, Cut my wrist in black.
Oh no!
Oh, AFI.
I was like Fall Out Boy before they got crazy, and then like little.
Is it Seosin?
So yeah, fuck yeah.
Wait, what was the other band? My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
That was more like emo.
And then Dance Gavin Dance.
Like Under Oath or something.
Under Oath, yeah. I have a playlist somewhere in here.
Callie knows.
Nice. The screamo band.
Screamo. I don't know. I was like, I had a little like dip into that. I guess it just depends on like whatever mood I was in. I just knew. I've always like been a music person for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there with you. Except for country.
Really? No country? I like country.
Okay, I fuck with Old Town Road. I fuck with Old Town Road.
I like country.
And then...
No. Why? You're the second person that said Fleetwood Mac is country and it hurts my feelings. No, it's classic rock. No, it's classic rock. Yeah, no country.
For the listeners, can you please leave a comment if you think Fleetwood Mac is country?
Sorry, Maynard, I'm not.
Maynard's gonna get burned.
Stevie Nicks is nothing close to country. Yeah, she's nothing close to country. Yeah. Or Lindsey Buckingham, or Christine, or you know, yeah, Mick Fleetwood.
Yeah, I'm in for you. I do have friends that are like, you know, deep in the, or maybe one friend that was very deep in the country game.
Gang.
I don't know how she got into it. She was in med school and then all of a sudden like loved country.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people out of nowhere just started listening to country because like after maybe Coachella.
Maybe they always have.
Yeah, true. Maybe. But like right after Coachella, there's so many people that like I followed that were at Stagecoach.
Because it's the same place.
She's cute. I fuck with her. Casey. Yeah, her little
who's
thing.
Casey Musgrave? Is that,
I don't y'all trying to go to Tom's 1 hour Google photo it. And take little pics?
Group Casey pics. Musgrave.
It was she promoted like she. I'll show you later, but she was a reason why this small photo shop in Koreatown like blew up, and now people are taking studio pics like they did back in the early 2000s. Oh, wow. It's Obama. Yeah.
The one on the binders.
Yeah. I had a homegirl that would like every time like a new pair of Jordans would come out, she would like wear them in and get a photo shoot.
Oh my god!
Every time,
that's so extra.
Yeah.
That's lit.
That's art.
Where is this in Koreatown? You said?
I don't actually know, but it's called Tom's 1 hour photo, and it's literally like a viral sensation now. Apparently, they're booked out until like October.
That's
I was
awesome.
Trying to take birthday pictures. Like, what's up?
Libra gang.
You're
I was remembering in high school, like I used to take those pictures and then you would write in the bag and like pass them out and mail them. Now we have Instagram.
I did that shit.
And based on likes and comments now.
Yeah, I'm trying to pass out pictures.
It's the new wave.
Yeah, it's the new wave.
We got to bring it back though.
The old school pictures? Yeah. Mail them out?
You know what I haven't seen? Speaking of that, like artists are giving out their phone numbers now. Have you guys seen that? Like,
Yeah.
It reminds me of like that fan mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Mike Jones.
Like, I saw Aaron Ray was doing it. Oh, Jesse Reyes was doing it. Like,
wow.
Didn't Solange do that shit?
But isn't that the...
Or am I tripping?
Somebody did the whole
Or no, she just dropped two. Two, eight, one.
It's the app thing, right?
No, it's just direct. Like,
what's his name?
Guap Dad did it.
It's like a Google voice number.
Direct.
They probably have it.
It's like... It's in
it's probably like a Google yeah. number or something.
Yeah, it's not their real number. It's like a Google voice. But that's awesome. It's a way to engage with the audience besides social media because you don't know if you're like it's their manager or like their
PR.
But
it just kind of reminds me that direct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like a new level of engagement.
Yeah,
I think it's cool.
Engagement.
I remember when I was like 9 years old, I used to have to write to fan mail and now I'm just acknowledged by like a retweet. I'm like, yay,
yeah.
He retweeted it. It's
oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I used to love doing the fan mail thing.
Right? Damn. Who were your crushes growing up, Annalise?
Shit. Growing up, I mean, it was always Pharrell.
Aww.
It was always Pharrell. But then I met him.
Like your first crush.
My first crush?
Can't be as cool as Pharrell. Mine was dorky.
Wait, what was yours?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, I was about to say that. I was honestly about to say that. And I never watched a show, but I only liked
right.
him. And then Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, then he came through. Yeah. And Game Changer.
Yeah.
Game Changer. Yeah, okay. So Leo and JTT?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely had a JTT poster.
All the guys like Topanga from Boy Meets World, which I get.
Yeah.
My brother had a Paul Abdul poster.
What? I was into Topanga like that.
Really?
No.
Wow.
She still looks the same. Her cool, Botox is on point.
Right.
She looks like Topanga.
So who are you into growing up, Maynard? Like your girl crushes?
I like the Pink Ranger, man.
The Kimberly.
Yeah.
Nice. I was the Yellow Ranger, unfortunately. I thought the yellow one was cool. I don't know why.
I know, me too. I was about to say that.
I like the yellow one.
Because wasn't she black and then Asian later on? Or vice
right.
versa?
Oh, well, she was Asian and then black. Because I remember her being the Asian one.
So they just had to put the diversity up on the yellow one. Okay.
Well, Zach was already... Of course, they gave the black guy the Black Ranger. He was black, but...
That's cool.
They figured it out. I'm sure.
They gotta do a Power Rangers revamp. That's coming soon. 2022.
I mean, they did a movie, but it was.
They did a movie, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
It wasn't that great.
Come on, SoundFlick Pod. Was it
good?
Come
on, Mike. Give us that review.
I didn't watch it all. No, I didn't watch it all.
It's for the fan.
What movie would you like to curate the soundtrack for?
Yo, I mean, I do not feel. Is it eligible or I can't match this soundtrack, but the fact that the RZA did Kill Bill and like a whole shit ton of Tarantino movies, like Kill Bill is my favorite movie ever. I literally have watched it, or I've watched it 100 times probably. Like I watched it every day one summer. It was a druggy summer, but if it could be like any Tarantino movie, that would be tight.
I love
or
Tarantino.
Kill Bill, but I think that soundtrack is flawless already.
Tarantino usually does classic rock for his movies.
Yeah, would
you kind of like tap into that?
I mean, that would be a challenge.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I'm a classic rock person, even though like my dad is.
Nice.
My mom was always like an Earth, Wind, and Fire, like soul. Yeah. Like that's where that's where I got a lot of my music influence from. But
your mom is so cute, by the way. I always see your story. She's cute.
I know. I love her. She's my like. Little brown me. But I'm like becoming her, which is crazy. But yeah, that would have been tight. Like, but yeah, another avenue that I wish I could pursue that maybe I will one day is being able to be like a music supervisor for like a show. Because whoever did Euphoria, like,
I feel you
on point.
It wasn't
Vel
and
Vel
North on that.
Shout
soundtrack.
Out to Vel the Wonder.
And then the person who does Insecure.
Insecure is another good one.
On point always. And then I know there's this dude Matt FX. Like we're like Twitter friends, which is like kind of cool now. Really? But he does Broad City.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. So Broad City has good has great music. And I like looked it up, and then I tweeted him one day, and then he followed me on Twitter. And I was like, yeah,
that's dope.
Remember when the 90s those soundtrack albums?
They gotta bring those back.
I think only music heads pay attention to that. Cause like when I watch, don't judge me. But when I watch The Hills on MTV, I'm like, who does this soundtrack? It's terrible, and it's MTV, so you know they have rights to anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's so bad. I'm like,
but I feel like music licensing is like a whole other thing that I don't know if I'm ready to.
It's a whole nother avenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could do it though eventually with your like your sources. You would pull that off.
Maybe. I would love to, but I would hate to like have to deal with the loopholes.
It's different.
Yeah. I know. That'd be tight though.
Wait, so you grew up listening to classic rock, Callie?
My first love was rock.
Because that was my first love. Like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Metallica.
My brother put me onto that. Yeah. So, but I think the first time I put myself onto anything, because my sister put me onto R&B, my oldest sister put me onto New Wave, my brother put me onto rap and like metal, like Guns N' Roses. I put myself onto like Alanis Morissette and Nirvana. And then I started tapping into, because my sister was into Brandy and Monica and Whitney and the Waiting to Excel soundtrack. So then my mom was like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Soundtrack. My dad was Sex Pistols and Led Zeppelin. So it was just like a variety of shit. And I was like, I want to put myself onto what I want to listen to.
Let's make an album.
That's definitely an album.
Classic rock album.
A classic rock album? Like a playlist?
No. Like,
like what do you mean an album? Like
you sing and I produce.
I'll play the tambourine. You do not want to hear me sing. Ask my brother. It's terrible. Auto-tune that shit like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Mm. They got the tech.
I'm with it.
So Annalise, what are your plans for the rest of 2019 before we get into 2020?
Shit. Well, I did tell myself like recently that I would be actively pursuing like gigs that align with what I want to do. So I did book another like fitness thing, and then I'm also going to be playing at the Long Beach Aquarium on November 1st.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's
on the 21st.
Right? Yes, yeah. I did it 2 years ago. Also on the 1st, on November 1st, it's November called 1st. Night Dive. And honestly, I had the tropical fish crip walking up in there. I was like YG and just living, but.
Were you doing this again?
Yes, I'm doing. Okay. I'm doing it again. And honestly, like even though it's like, I mean, I think it's a big event, but it was probably one of my early stages of DJing. So
difference.
I'm excited to be back. And I guess just trying to like, I think my focus is between now and 2020 is actually trying to actively pursue more things. Like, I still don't have a website. For a web designer, that's pretty lame. Like,
but and don't I rush it though.
Yeah, true. And it because it's all about, like, you know, I got to get photos, like, and I hate doing photo shoot type shit. So I'm working on that. I got a friend that's going to help me out with that. But yeah, actually trying to put more energy into my passions instead of just letting these opportunities fall into me.
Like, exactly.
Which, I mean, they still will flow, but I also need to, like, you know, work a little harder, yeah. I think, if I want to go somewhere with it.
Have you had to say no recently to certain things?
Hell yeah.
What's that process like? Do people get offended?
I mean, I just say, what's the rate? Straight up. Because they're like, I realized that, you know, when I first started DJing, I used to say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter, like, if, like, whether it was free or if it was, like, you know, if they had no budget or a great budget, which I would always say yes. But I used to say yes to, like, all of it. And then now my first question is, okay, what's the budget? And it will depend on whether it's, like, something that I feel like I fully align with. If it's a cause I align with, like, if it's an art event or something, like, then I'll, like, for sure, you know, overlook a budget. But if it's something I don't feel myself being there for, then I'll say no.
Like a wedding.
You already know weddings. weddings will extremely vary. I've only said yes to, like, one wedding in the past couple months, and it was my friend Kanya Ibana, who is an amazing artist, photographer, everything. It was only for her wedding that I said yes, and cool. Everything else, like, weddings are just so not my scene.
But I feel like you said yes to everything in the past because that's part of paying the dues, right?
Oh, true. Yeah.
To make sure this is something you really do want to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And I decided in that process that weddings weren't it. But one of my favorite weddings that I booked actually came from that Long Beach Aquarium. She was their social media manager, and she, like, just, like, yeah, which is cool. So I saying yes to everything also has its benefits because I've been able to, like, meet so many different people that I never thought I could connect with before.
Tight.
Yeah, I'm just out here.
Well, before we get into your set, we're going to ask a few questions, a few essential questions that we always ask. I think we asked you last time.
Oh, my God. What are they? Have they changed?
No, they're the same.
Okay. Well, I don't remember. And it wasn't recorded last time. So let's go.
Yeah, you don't remember. So first question is the music baby question. If you can pick any artist, dead or alive, to go into the studio and make a song or an album, what artist would that be?
What artist would that be? Jay Dilla.
Ooh.
Jay Dilla. Fuck yeah. The world definitely needs his production.
I love him.
And his, yeah. Jay Dilla.
And who else? Just him? Just you and him?
I mean, I don't have a song in mind right now, but for sure Jay Dilla, and then that's all I can think of for right now. I would love to see Kanye's, like, process. And as much of a Kanye stan that I say I am, like,
me too.
I know, it's so hard. It's so hard. It to is just so keep. Hard.
But his gospel thing, I'm sorry, I love it. It's so simple.
I fuck with it.
It's genius.
And I love his little gospel covers that he's been doing, like his little 90s vibe. It's a
genius idea.
I'm very curious about his process. Not that, like, I know there's a lot of, like, better artists out there. Wait, let me retract that. There's a lot of artists out there that I probably would love to, like, you know, see their process, but particularly Jay Dilla. And then I'm very curious about, like, Kanye, what the fuck, what goes down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's the anniversary of a graduation.
Oh, wow.
It is.
See, look at how that lines up. Second question would be, it's going to be a little different because you are a DJ. Usually we ask artists if they didn't know their music, what would be, like, a special introduction as far as one of their songs to their artistry. So with you, I think like we would want to ask.
In terms of like my vibe?
Yeah, like what would be the perfect, if you can name me the perfect playlist, like we'll say five songs that would describe your vibe.
I can't think of like songs off the top of my head. But I would definitely like, okay, yeah, I can actually. So it would be something with Pretty Ricky. This is going to be the most like crazy playlist with like no connections whatsoever. So something with Pretty Ricky. It would definitely be All of the Lights by Kanye, just because I feel like that song is like our age's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So that's two. It's Purple Rain by Prince.
Yes.
Just because we were singing that on the way here.
Love Prince.
William Devon, Be Thankful for What You Got, but the FKJ remix, which is maybe FKJ. I'll play. I'll start with that just so we can get the vibes. Yeah. And then I'm not going to go old school R&B because I feel like that might be a little mess. But maybe right now it's just going to be a Drogba.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, you know, that's a vibe right now. But that song has literally been stuck in my head. Like,
I've been bumping that song since like earlier this year. And now I'm seeing it like play at day parties. I'm like, oh my god, people are getting like turned up.
That shit's the vibes. Oh, also Bootsy Collins, I'd Rather Be With You.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah,
nice. I think I like that.
Yeah, those are my
quick question.
But that's not like what I DJ with. Those are just my like favorite songs.
That's your top five right now.
Yeah, top five.
Where can people find your social media?
Social media. Oh my god, has it changed since? Either Instagram is at Annalisa Moody, which is AnnelisaMoody. Twitter is not Annalisa, and then I think that's it.
Well, you guys know where to find her. We're definitely going to get into this set. Any shout outs?
Yeah, let's turn up. Shout out to my old life.
Hey. Hey. Can you tweet that so I can retweet that?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's get into it.
I got it.
All right. Yeah, let's get into that real quick. Oh,
Tell me what to do. Yeah, I need you to. 'Cause I already know what you will say. I already know you lie. But I can be mad at you. 'Cause there's something that you don't know. That when you're gone, I do my own thing. And I catch a bone while you're dogging me.
Bye. tonight, this is the day when all the kids come out to play. Oh, come to rave, have a good time. Better get up, drink the wine, we're feeling fine. Yippee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-p
dress on like, come on. Bounce like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like a rock, baby, move your butt, butt, I think I'm singing again. She had humps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like a rock, all night long. Let me see.